You know, you kind of get in practice, and you know, guys like Jimmy and you know Cortland, they know all your routes and they know you split. So it was kind of fun to get a chance to go against another opponent and compete.
First punt return. Can you just talk about that? I think the first one you had in the NFL, maybe for a long time going back. Just talk about that 48-yard return.
It was really, really exciting. You know, and one of the things that Coach Rizzi and Coach Moof, you know, preach on is just getting vertical right now. You know, and you know, my big thing was catching the ball first, you know, and trusting that my block should be set up and, you know, make one cut and get vertical. And that's what I did.
How'd you feel for the first game? Obviously, it's a big game for draft picks, that first preseason game.
I was excited, you know, and definitely, you know, a great opportunity for me to take the field and, you know, wear these colors and represent this team and do it with class with my teammates.
Jarvis, you didn't return very many punts or kickoffs at LSU. How excited were you when you got here and they started coming back there?
I was very excited, you know. Number two returner at LSU, and you know, returning every now and then, you know, and finally getting the chance to do it in a NFL game was really exciting, and just the opportunity itself, trying to take advantage of it.
Seems like your teammates were even more excited when you got to the sideline.
I mean, it says a lot about the vets, you know, those guys staying in the game, you know, staying in the game even when they were out, you know, and, you know, cheering guys like myself and other rookies on and guys that are still playing, you know, it says a lot about the vets.
Do you feel like you're building a rapport with Ryan Tannehill in the passing game?
Yeah, you know, and I think for me and for all the receivers, you know, you never know who's going to get in. You know, we got a pretty stiff competition going on right now. You know, a lot of guys being rotated in and out, and, you know, we have to get our fresh amount of balls from Tannehill. So, you know, we do a great job, and he does a great job of mixing it up and throwing different guys and getting the feel for our routes and when we're cutting and breaking. So I think it's that transition, you know, should be smooth no matter who's in the game.
Jarvis, what was going through your mind when you got back there for that first punt in Atlanta Friday night?
You know, catch the ball first. You know, catch the ball. You know, finally get an opportunity to, you know, touch the ball and get it in space. You know, get it in space, and you know, from there it's just be who I am. You know, be who I am. You know, and I think, you know, I watch a clip and the guy goes, he's not fast, but he's short, he's quick. You know, and that's my game. You know, that's my game. So I just made one cut and got vertical. You know, and just made a play.
How good does it feel to show people who have been impressed by your wide receiver skills that you also can be a very good returner as well?
Oh, man. I can't say thank, you know, Coach Moof and, you know, Coach Ridge for enough for giving me a chance, giving me an opportunity to really do it after not having, you know, too much film, you know, of doing it, you know. So with that said, you know, I thank them for the opportunity, and, you know, they left it up to me to make a play. So that's all it was.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Being the return guy, how comfortable did you feel back there?
Real comfortable, you know, real comfortable. Like I said, once I caught the ball, you know, it's just, you know, it's my show now, you know, and trusting the blockers that they're going to be where they need to be, and, you know, just making the play, just making the play.
What makes you a good return guy? I mean, you're not a 4.2 40 guy, but, I mean, is it instinct or just being a football player? Why were you so effective about that?
All my life, I've you know, constantly seeing guys like Devin Hester, who we played against, and, you know, numerous of guys, you know, return punts, you know, and I think that one of the things that even my college coach and also when I got here, they preached on, you know, catching the ball, making one cut, and getting vertical, you know, and once you get past the first wave, it's seeing past the first wave into the second wave, you know, and that's what I did, and I was able to make a play.